This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. With Mother's Day right around the corner, WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to a woman from Cabarrus County about what it was like to care for her daughter who had COVID-19.
Mid-March seems like such a long time ago, especially for Dawn Larma. It started off as a happy time. Her family had gathered to celebrate her 52nd birthday. Her daughter Shelby even came home from out of town to join the festivities. She couldn't stay too long, though. The 23-year-old had recently started a new job in Raleigh. When she left, everything took a turn.
And then when she went home that week, she had started to run a temperature and started coughing, having problems breathing.
Dawn says the flu was ruled out quickly by a test at a Minute Clinic, and it was assumed Shelby had COVID-19 because of her symptoms. Dawn says because of the new job, Shelby didn't have a primary care physician, and when she tried to look for one, she couldn't find a doctor taking new patients. Dawn felt like her daughter was constantly being passed around when it came to where she could get treatment.
So there was this kind of limbo state. After that, when she was getting sicker and she needed to get care, the hospital would tell her to call her primary care doctor. Well, she doesn't have one. And then it was the urgent care would say, see your primary care doctor. Well, I don't have one. Well, go to the hospital. And then the hospital says, go to your primary care doctor.
Dawn worked on her end to try and find answers for her daughter, which wasn't easy from afar.
She was, you know, telling Mom, I'm afraid I'm going to die, you know, because I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like I can't breathe and it's just getting worse and worse. And this is just going to sound so bizarre, but this is the kind of last 12 months she's had. She was actually in the building at the UNCC shooting. And she's just like, Mom, I'm just so done with this last 12 months.
Unsure what to do, Dawn called her primary care physician at Novant, who used to treat Shelby before she moved. Dawn says she was instructed to bring Shelby back and the doctor would see to it she got treated.
And so I talked to her fiance and he said, you know what, I'll mask up, glove up, we both will. We'll put her in the car and bring her down.
So Dawn set up two quarantine rooms, one for the fiance and one for her daughter. And although there were many more hoops to jump through, which included miscommunication about an already scheduled appointment, she says Shelby was eventually seen in the Novant network. The road to recovery was long, and Shelby had to be quarantined until her fever went down and her symptoms went away. Dawn says they learned to adjust when it came to things that used to be so normal, like eating a meal together.
And we had a wooden tray, and I'd bring the food and put it at the door, and she gloves up and opens the door and slides it in. And then when she's done, she slides it out, and I've been feeding her on paper plates and stuff so it could just go straight in the trash and right out to the trash can.
Dawn also had to be careful when it came to communicating with Shelby. Her husband brought in from the garage one of those outdoor folding chairs. She strategically placed it down the hallway from the guest room Shelby was in, about 15 feet away.
She was in the bed in that room, and she would have the door open, and I would be sitting in the chair with the mask in the other bedroom door, and she would be in the bed across the room in the other one, and we would talk that way.
There's a slight smile in Dawn's voice when she thinks back to some of these moments and how they learned to operate in these different ways. But there were more moments of true fear with the reality they were living in. One of those times was when Dawn was trying to put a meal together, back when Shelby was still really sick. Shelby loves to bake and is constantly leaving sticks of butter out of the fridge to soften.
And I had a tendency when she would be here to go behind her, pick up the butter and put it back in the fridge. And so she'd taken to write on the packages of butter, do not put back in fridge, softening for XYZ. And so I went to get butter out of the fridge and there was a package that said that. And I started to throw it away. And when I saw it was written on it, I couldn't. I folded it up flat and put it on top of the fridge. Because I thought, you know, she's in such bad shape. If something happens to her, then the stupid butter package will be so cherished.
Since this interview, Shelby has gotten better. Dawn says she's able to work again. She's telecommuting. But she still does get a little winded from time to time. The doctors think that will fade, But those feelings of fear and frustration both mother and daughter felt around Shelby's illness and treatment, while placated, haven't completely disappeared. Those may be symptoms from the virus that will take longer to fade. If you'd like to share how the coronavirus has changed your life, leave a voicemail at 704-916-9114 or go to WFAE.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
I think the only thing I would share is anybody who's dealing with this is you just have to dig your heels in and keep fighting.